Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And, of course, if it is the fourth Monday from 3 to 4, not from 2 to 3 anymore, 3 to 4, every fourth Monday of each month, it is Tech Talk starring Christian Marison. Christian, how are you?
Good, Dave. It's good to be back. It's good to be on the show. And today we're going to have a little bit of fun.
There's no doubt about it. And we have Al Fulton still in studio because you guys are buddies.
Yeah. Hey, Christian.
Exactly.
I didn't see you there, Al.
Oh. Yeah, see? You made him disappear with your tech talk. Say that three times backwards. No, or even forwards. Tech talk.
Tech talk.
That sounds like TikTok, remember? TikTok. I don't know. Wasn't that a rhyme of some? The three blind mice? TikTok? No.
That's stretching it.
Yeah, I don't think that works. Anyway, Tech Talk every fourth Monday, I should say, 3 to 4, and you got a great show lined up, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
All right. Well, first we're going to start with some tech news.
Yeah.
Sort of what's been going on in the past few weeks. Then we're going to go into sort of what the future will look like, but we'll start off with the very boring approach, very mind-numbing. Very practical, sort
of. You have to go in your broadcast voice. No, this is tech news.
Exactly.
We'll go every fourth Monday.
Exactly.
And now a word
really
from our
serious.
Sponsor. Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Marison with tech news.
All right. Well, the biggest thing that I've seen, well, you know, these are biased news, by the way, because, I mean, I put them together, so I choose what I think is important. But Firefox OS came out, and it made a little bit of a splash, I guess. Currently, we have a few mobile operating systems. There's iOS, which makes, you know, it's on the iPhone. Then we have Windows. We've got Android and BlackBerry. Those are the big four, I guess. Well, Firefox, which is made by Mozilla, it's a nonprofit organization, came out with Firefox OS. It's a mobile operating system, and they launched it in Spain. And they're trying to cover the low end of the smartphone market, sort of the, I guess, the really cheap phones. And they're launching it into China, probably India, Brazil. I think Brazil is the first market they're trying to take over right now. Well, what's really cool about the Firefox OS is that it's different than all the other operating systems. It's not necessarily super better, but it's different. It uses web apps rather than native apps, which means that programmers who develop these apps for people already know the programming language. Actually, they're saying that right now there are 8 million web developers that could write applications for Firefox OS, whereas there's only a few hundred thousands that are writing for Android or iOS.
That's interesting. But it's what's interesting also, you said it's a nonprofit.
Exactly.
And people tell me Firefox is, you know, like better than Internet Explorer.
Explorer, yes. It is. It is,
wow.
Actually.
That's sort of interesting for a nonprofit. Do you know why they and how they came about?
See, Mozilla is an organization where programmers sort of donate their time, I guess, for the greater good of the Internet.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I really like this organization because you cannot, I guess, suspect them of having any type of monetary interest.
Right.
They're not the kind. I mean, when Google does something, you often, you know, think, well, how are they really making money off of this? You know, they're giving something for free, but they are making money somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
Exactly. Apple does the same thing. I mean, these are all corporations that have to have profit. Well, Mozilla isn't. Mozilla wants the Internet to be something that's open, that people share, that's free. So they don't follow, I guess, the same procedures that other companies do. Is if they say, we'll build an operating system that's free, because it is free. The Firefox OS is something that's completely free. It's open source, and it's built for the user. They're fine if they go out of business, because they're not here to just, you know, make money. They're here to create a better Internet.
So it's just their passion to make a nice product for people or service that motivates them. That you got to honor something like that.
True.
Wow. Very cool.
Cool. And they make a variety of software, actually. They make the Firefox browser. They make the Thunderbird email application and a few others. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have quite an experience, I guess, quite a background into software development.
Very cool.
And what's really cool about the Firefox OS is it solves the chicken and egg complex that comes with a new operating system. When you build an operating system for mobile, you need apps so that people come to your phones and buy them. Well, in order to have apps, you need developers who will develop the apps and make money off of those apps. They're only going to make money if people buy them. So if you don't have the developers, you don't have the people. If you don't have the people, you don't have the developers. Well, Firefox sort of fixes that issue because the applications that are written for this operating system, they're in a language that's very common to web developers. It's called HTML5. Sometimes you might have heard of it, but it's very common and fairly easy to, I guess, learn. Whereas learning to program for an Apple product like an iPhone, you have to learn a new language and go by their standards.
Wow, so. Pretty cool. So we like Firefox. Yeah. It has a cool name anyway.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, that is very cool. And a lot of people have Firefox, and they have Internet Explorer, and they have
Chrome.
Is it necessary to have all three?
I haven't because I have to test it, you know, a lot of websites and all three to see how it looks. But usually either Firefox or Chrome will do the job just fine. You don't need all three. So.
Oh, neat. Very cool stuff.
I'm an anti-Internet Explorer guy.
Yeah. So what do we got? Google right. Glasses? New tablets.
New tablet. We've got an HP Slate 7 is coming out, which is not a great product. It's not, you know, a revolutionary product. It's just an Android tablet, but it costs $169.
That's it?
That's it. And I thought that was absolutely amazing.
And that's the HP Slate 7?
It's actually HP Slate 7-inch tablet.
Oh, 7-inch tablet.
So I think the Slate will be the actual name.
HP Slate has a cool name.
Yeah. It's $169.
Sounds like a detective, like a movie. HP Slate in a theater driving near you. So $169, you think it's good, or you haven't seen it yet?
The specs are mediocre. I mean, it's a low-end tablet. Yeah. But the point is, they've just built a 7-inch tablet that almost anybody can buy.
Wow.
And it's made by HP. I mean, I've seen all these, Taiwanese and Chinese no-names out there that are, you know, $80, $90, which I haven't tried.
Yeah.
But this is made by HP, so it cannot be bad product.
Nice.
But we'll see. A few more things. Surface to be launched in Japan, which means that Windows has, or actually Microsoft has some courage to do this, because if that's a big tech market in Japan. So when you're launching something over there, it better be good, because if you fail there, kind of sends a bad message
to
the rest of the world. So.
And what are they launching?
The Surface. The
what is that?
Tablet / laptop they just launched. The Surface Pro.
Oh, so laptop and tablet together.
Together.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that goes in the near future. Samsung, they're planning to launch the S4, which is the next thing to S3, their best-selling phone. It's anticipated to be bigger, thinner, faster. To be honest, I'm getting a little bit bored with this Apple-Samsung fight, because I don't think they're advancing fast enough. I just think their commercials are getting better. So,
like the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah. So
I didn't even know there was a fight, Samsung versus Apple, to see who sells the most.
Yeah, I mean, there's like lawsuits. There's
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Didn't Apple win one?
They did. Yes,
and 1-0 in the third inning.
Well, then Samsung won something in the UK. Then they won something in South Korea. So it's just get over it and just make some better phones.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's well. We'll get over that. But again, it's March 15, they're anticipating, but it's all rumor-based. So,
So who knows?
We'll see how that comes out.
Nice.
The 5S is expecting to come out, or the iPhone 6. We'll see how that looks. There's also just speculation at this point. It's probably just bigger, thinner, better, smarter.
For iPhone
faster.
6, I just got an iPhone 5.
I know. Well, you better get used to that, because I bought an iPad 2 back in the day. And like a few months later, the next iPad came out, and now it's like the fourth or fifth generation since.
I wonder what this one is. It's the Retina one.
That's probably like third or fourth.
Oh, yeah. It was just a month ago.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's an iPhone 6 already?
Well, we don't know. Again, it's all speculation. This is how they launch phones
nowadays. That probably serves dinner.
Someone steals a phone, and then it just shows up on this website. But it's not technically the exact replica. And then there's all this like speculation and all this press. So I'm getting tired of it. But
interesting.
Maybe
what's
still
coming
works.
Up, or potentially coming up.
So this is the tech news. Again, Firefox OS, the Slate 7-inch tablet for $169.
Wow.
And The Google Glass, I forgot to mention this.
Yeah.
They're actually officially going to be launched this year.
Wow.
And it's going to be less than $1,500.
Now, explain to the listeners again, what are Google Glasses?
Google Glasses is a device that is technically like a glass. I mean, like you wear it on your eye. Yeah. And it enhances your reality. It displays directions while you're walking or driving.
And it'll make me look younger? Not that much reality. Oh, darn.
It will, Dave.
Now we're talking, right? So you put the glasses on and enhances your reality by reading people's minds? Or
that would be nice, but probably not. Yeah, maybe by 2030.
Yeah.
What it does is it displays real-time data, like your Facebook updates, your Twitter feed. It shows you directions while you're walking. All kinds of cool little features.
Oh, it's like a navigation thing.
Yeah, and it's right in your eye, I guess. It's right there. Like, you see it all the time.
That's amazing. I mean, you'll never get lost, I guess.
What if you don't have an internet connection?
Do you talk to it? It's like, give me directions to... like Chase Field to see the D-back game, and it can do that?
The sample ones that they've put online had a camera attached to it, so I'm sure it has a microphone. Now, the models they'll actually release, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Wow.
But it's a cool device, but it's going to – the news is that it'll be under $1,500, which was initially thought what the price will be. So we should expect it to be between $1,450 and $1,450.
Wow. $14.99. So it displays real-time data. So your Facebook, other people's Facebook?
Whatever. It's technically almost like a smartphone, but it's, I guess, it's in addition to a smartphone. You need a smartphone to use an internet connection off of.
So you got to have that.
Correct.
So if you're at a baseball game, you could say, give me the stats on one of the players.
Yeah.
And it'll go, and there it is.
Exactly.
And you'll look real smart. Hey, I'm going to come in with a Google device and... on our sports show, people will never outguess me.
That's good.
I'll be like an encyclopedia.
Yes, that's true.
Wow. That is interesting. We'll have to keep
that
up. What
would be interesting is that you would be very smart and up to date, but when it runs out of battery...
I'm back to normal.
Exactly.
Oh, great. now, the glasses go over if you have prescription glasses?
I'm not sure.
That'd be interesting, though, right?
I saw a picture of them, and they're almost like sunglasses. And on the right-hand side, the stem is very thick, and it has the optical lens that kind of it's just up there in the corner. So you could that's what they're trying to do this year is get the size of it down to where it's light enough.
Right.
And comfortable to wear. And so, the interfaces sure, it's going to be lopsided. It'll have this but it'll be fashionable. That's what will make you look better. You could have it in different colors, flames on it.
Yeah.
That'd
be cool. Flames. And you could probably watch a movie.
It better do everything for $1,500.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I wonder how many takers there will be for $1,500. I guess it depends what it is.
There's some. I mean, this is not a mainstream product.
No.
This is not something we'll see people wearing.
A luxury item.
Exactly.
For the rich and famous.
Exactly.
Now, because it's $1,500, that's the price of an expensive laptop. I can imagine a lot of individuals that would have normally spent $800 to $1,000 on a laptop, and they have this available to them where they don't have to take it out of a case or an iPad or carry anything around. They have this with them all the time, and it's the internet's right there, available contacts, their iCloud or whatever it is, that they're trying to connect to. They could justify it. I bet you that
there'll be some sales.
There will be a lot of sales,
especially in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
It'll be cool to be the first to have these, just like the original cell phones. Even though it was a brick and weighed like 10 pounds, it was cool to have one on your shoulder while you walked around. So, yes.
I remember those days. Wow, very cool stuff. Okay.
So that was the news.
Nice news.
Exciting stuff.
I like it.
But we'll see. We'll see. We'll update everybody once we know more about each of these developments.
Very nice.
But now I want us to go into the future.
Like that movie, Back to the Future.
Exactly. Which, if you look, it's actually they went back into 2015, I think. So,
yeah, I think they did.
Correct.
Did they?
They did.
I don't remember the year, but they did.
Michael, what was his
name? Jay Fox.
Yeah, that one.
And Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, he was good.
Yes, Doc.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
I like futuristic movies. I really do.
It's fun stuff. So you got some action here. So what do we got?
Well, the first part of our journey, I guess, will be a very practical approach. There's actually all these institutes and government agencies that put together all kinds of reports predicting the future. Wow. So very boring stuff, but probably accurate, I guess. I mean, when you look at a futuristic movie, they show you all kinds of, you know, dragons unearthed and hovercrafts and, you know, like the Fifth Element or, you know, all kinds of
Or icebergs melting throughout the world.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, no, that's actually happening.
Back to the Future had a hoverboard. That's
future. Oh, I exactly. like that hoverboard. Was that a true thing?
Well, no.
Oh.
Not yet.
Not yet. But icebergs melting is.
It is. Well, though, did anybody predict that?
No. Okay. Al Gore. He didn't predict it. He just observed it.
Well.
Global warming.
Yeah, that one.
He talked about it like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, did he?
So,
he made a movie.
Correct.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, yeah, not too long.
I mean, back to
the future. I think he won Academy
Award.
Like
the 80s. He did?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think he got to kiss Angelina Jolie.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, I'm kidding. All right, so we got institutes predicting the future.
Correct. And one of the things that they're predicting is because of social media, we should see more female empowerment in more conservative societies, mostly Muslim countries. So we should see a lot more development in that area, like countries like Saudi Arabia or perhaps Kuwait so far and so on.
What would that do? You know, we don't have to answer it now, but just a comment. You know, a radical change to the culture of those companies, countries, I wonder what that does to the power struggle and to, you know, the overall culture. That, you know, when something's ingrained that much and technology comes in to change it, is it chaos?
I think it creates quite a lot of conflict because you have generations, like younger generations and older generations that will bump heads.
I think so.
So I think it's going to be interesting to watch, but hopefully it'll be, I guess, nonviolent. I hope that because we have seen change in the Middle East lead to violence because of change.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing to watch, but it's going on right now. So there's more access to the internet and women that are, I guess, confined to perhaps their homes or their families can now talk to other women out there and exchange ideas. So this should increase in its power. So we should see a lot more of this.
Very cool stuff, yeah.
And think about this. I mean, if women have the right to vote, correct? Well, there's technically half in a country, there should be half women, half men, right? Well, if they use the social media to
vote,
get in groups and march on streets and organize protests, correct? Social media now becomes the tool to do that. So that should drive quite a lot of change because, I mean, we're talking about millions of people here.
So we're talking maybe political ramifications from a high-tech show.
Absolutely.
No, think about that. That's true. I think there is some action here.
Yeah. And this has been proven with, you know, using Twitter and Facebook in Egypt for the uprising. So it's a proven concept that I think we'll see it in action in the near future.
Wow, so interesting. I wonder how that affects other governments and stuff. That'd be an interesting special show we should do, maybe a fifth Monday or Tuesday.
Sure.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Cool.
A few more things that we will be witnessing. Changes in storage and processing large quantities of data. Currently, there's so much data being created in the world. It's I think the 90% of the data that exists today has been created in the last 2 years.
Wow.
The problem with this comes that our traditional database and processing power cannot analyze this amount of data. It's called big data. It's actually a newer concept. And they're saying that a lot of jobs in the future will be around this concept of big data, analyzing vast amounts of information. This is also coupled with the concept of smart cities. What's a smart city? Smart city is a city that also invests, in addition to physical infrastructure like bridges and schools and stuff like that, into IT infrastructure, having reliable, fast, and affordable internet access. creating an environment where tech companies can come and compete. This is called this concept of smart city will determine in 2030 which city is considered to be successful and which isn't. Like in our case, like San Francisco, perhaps, or Silicon Valley today.
That's interesting. So, are cities, do you know of, in like the U.S., cities are really looking into this, invest in IT infrastructure?
What I have seen recently in Phoenix, for example, a lot of what's that fiber called, Al? The faster cable that runs internet connections. Optic.
Gets us a fiber optic.
Fiber optic. There we go.
Oh.
So Quest, CenturyLink, I've seen them invest into that and then expanding that. That's a fast way, I guess, of accessing the internet. So I have seen it here. I know, around the San Francisco area, there's been quite a lot of investment in infrastructure. But they already have the business community already there. But we'll see. We'll see what cities do about this. But it's going to be – this will be one of the things that will make sure either we're competitive or we're not as a country.
CenturyLink, I heard, is going into the TV business.
Interesting.
Have you heard that?
No.
I don't know how they do that. But see, landlines, right?
Right.
Are going away.
That's correct. It's copper, and it's very, very slow.
Yeah.
It is prone to corrosion. Magnetic pulses or just, you know, interference, and it has a very short distance that the power can transfer through copper. So, yeah, that is definitely going away. Fiber optic is light. Light is not affected by any of those other...
How do they do TV? Through their...
It's just speed. They use the same digital movie.
Wow.
And someone that I know, they just received or had their fiber optic installed. Typical DSL is like 1.5 meg up to about 15, maybe 20 megs. This particular person, 100 meg download.
Wow.
That is just, he can download an entire DVD in 6 minutes.
Oh, my.
Full length movie. Yes, they could actually.
Yeah, they call it a prism or something, or some device. It's a very little thing, and it's some type of TV type of deal.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think of it, but certainly I wonder competitively, does it hurt, you know, DirecTV or the Dish or, you know, satellite TV? How about the cable? They invested a ton of money going and chopping up streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that a dinosaur now? I don't know. That'd be an interesting show.
It will be in the future if they don't invest into improving it because everything's going online.
Yeah, you're right. Not through the cable.
Everything will be online. Our phones will be going through online. Our everything.
Everything.
Everything that we consume in terms of content, digital content.
Wow. Amazing stuff. So you better have good strategic planning if you get into high tech because here today, gone tomorrow.
Exactly.
Oh, that could be the next show. Here today, gone tomorrow. No, we want you here tomorrow. Okay, back to Christian.
All right. Well, how about no more Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or any type of social network?
Really?
Apparently, the smart people of the planet are thinking that by 2030, there's not going to be one particular social network, but rather a combination of social networks that are anarchic. Just there's no company behind it. It just happens while we live, and then there's a device that shows us what's happening at all times, whether that's a phone, you know, a glass, or you know, a brain implant or something like that. We don't know this point, but they're saying that people will move from one like Facebook, like a social network, to just use social networks as they are, because there's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Pinterest. I mean, there's a ton of these social networks. In the future, they're saying there's just going to be
one
stuff we do on the internet, and it will be technically working like a social network.
Wow. So what about the stock of Facebook?
Well.
That hasn't done all that well anyway. Oh, my. At least the founder got out in time.
That's typically the case.
We'll see, but it's an interesting concept. It's kind of hard to get your head around it.
Yeah.
How can something exist but not? Like, you can't really put your finger on it. I guess we'll see. But that's what they're talking about. Sort of this, you know, worldwide social network that's called just the internet. that will work like a social network.
Well, here's what I'm going to suggest, and then we'll take a quick break. But what I'm going to suggest is this. When you businesses out there do your strategic planning, bring both Christian and Al along.
Yes.
And if you really think about this, right, and I'm right. a consultant, right, and a CPA, and I love strategic planning. One of the things is called SWOT analysis, strengths, yes. weaknesses, opportunity, and threats. And if you don't know what's going on in the future, that's why you want to stay tuned to this show. Because we'll tell you what's going on with the future. You better integrate that and plan for it in your future strategic planning, current strategic planning, because what you invest today may be obsolete tomorrow. Don't waste your money. We'll be right back.
Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the fourth Monday of each month from 3 to 4, it must be Tech Talk, starring Christian Marison, Brio Media. And we've been talking a lot about interesting tech news and then some futuristic stuff. So are we done with that? Or are we going to go to predict, or not predict, but to see what things were predicted in the future, and now we're the future's the present. Did they get it right? Are we at that point yet?
Not quite.
All right.
Because we just got rid of the boring stuff.
Oh, that was boring. I liked it. Look at all these notes I took. I find it fascinating.
That's good. But right now I want to go into, I call it the non-practical, purely speculative, and a bunch of internet nonsense approach.
Oh, nice. I like this one.
So okay. That's what I call this segment. And I start with the Google Glasses. Okay, that should be a device we'll see in the future.
Yeah,
it should be something that we'll have. How it'll look, how it'll work, we don't know at this point. We're not going to talk about Google Glasses again, but it is a device that apparently people think that will be in the future and be quite cool. So we'll see how that goes. How's this for a concept? Enhanced telepathic connection.
Oh, enhanced
telepathic
connection. I think I already have that.
Oh.
It's innate in me. It's intuitiveness. Probably not. Well, what number am I thinking of? I'm guessing 3. Yes, I'm right. Okay. What does that mean?
Intel is working today on technology that can sense what people are thinking.
Is that right?
Today.
Is that like the card counter thing? So they have these cameras and they can predict who's counting cards or something? Remember in 21, that movie? It's interesting. Anyway, back to you, Christian. So enhanced telepathic connection. How do they do that? They could tell what people are thinking?
I think that's where it's heading. But currently they're trying to see, based on your thoughts, what part of your brain reacts.
Oh.
So it's still, you know, early in the stage of how, you know, this works. But I have seen something online to where a paralyzed patient could control a robotic arm just with thoughts.
Oh.
So this is something that's right now. It's not futuristic at all.
Ooh.
But it's anticipated that in the future we might just think of things
and
transmit
them
wirelessly to a different person just using our thoughts.
Oh, instead of communication with verbal as we know it today. So like you see, you know, woman and you go, you know, would
exactly.
You think you would go out.
Exactly.
And then you put on your Google Glasses and go, oop, she's married.
Well, you might already have a Google Glasses device like.
Oh, so you go.
In your brain somewhere.
Oh, married. Boom.
Sure. Yep.
So this is an interesting concept because.
Wow. When do you think that would happen?
Well, hopefully by 2030 so we can actually see it.
Wow.
Unless we get hit by an asteroid or something like
that. That happened in Russia.
It did. That was a cool thing.
How did that happen? What are they not telling us? Is there an asteroid coming down right now?
What if that was an alien?
Oh, yeah. I've seen movies like that.
Exactly.
You think it could have been? What do you guys think?
Well, I think if it would have happened in the United States, I think there would be a lot more speculation because of, you know, the government cover-up.
Area
in
51.
Russia. Yeah, exactly. So in Russia, I don't know.
That was wicked, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So think about this. That video was filmed right at, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't remember when it happened. In Russia. In a few hours, probably even less, it was all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere. It was like almost instant.
I saw replays even in slow motion.
Yeah. So think about that type of news coming out and just showing up in front of your eyes.
Oh, wow. So you wouldn't have to turn channels. It'd
exactly.
be newsbreak.
Exactly.
So I could be here doing the radio show, thinking and broadcasting without saying a word.
Exactly. That brings me to a different concept.
Yes.
It's called retinal implants.
Oh, retinal implants.
Correct.
I think they use that now for identification purposes.
I think that's retinal scanning.
Okay, I was close enough. I had one word right.
Sure.
Retinal implants.
Implants, correct.
So what is that about?
Right now there are devices for blind people that hook into your, I guess, retina to brain path, which I'm not a scientist, so I don't know exactly how it works. But it hooks into that channel and transmits electrical data to your brain, which then shows you images. So it's sort of like an electrical eye.
Wow, that is so cool.
A bionic eye, yes.
Exactly.
You've heard of that?
Yes. You can Google it, and it comes up, and it shows you what the person, what they think the person sees, a blind person, as they describe it and they draw it out. It's very square. I mean, it looks like a kind of...
that's incredible.
Crude right now, but just like the you know, nano chips that are out now, they keep making them smaller and smaller and faster. They will do that for the eye eventually.
That is great, though.
So no more Google Glasses, just stuff in your inside your eye that works exactly like that.
That is fantastic.
Now, keep in mind, the lens is removable now, the cataract lens.
Oh, it is?
Well, the lens is very easy to remove in the eye, the human eye. If they were to do that and not that the what Christian was talking about is an actual implant that were surgically put in the back of the eye where the light hits the lens, flips, and is upside down. That impression that's on the back of the eyeball, that's the chip he's talking about. My thought was if they, you know, the technology of just replacing the lens that's behind the cornea, and they made that digital where you, right now, this year, I think it was last year, they made it flexible. It's always been a hard lens prior.
Oh.
Well, this past year, they made one that's flexes, so you can actually focus it with your eye muscle. And with the thought, is you could actually replace the Google glasses with this implantable lens in just a few years from now.
Incredible. Where do you, boy, you guys really
It's going
to
be a nice
today.
Future, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, back to the future.
A few more things I want to go through, and then we can go into like past predictions that went wrong and right. Why not?
Yes.
How about 3D printing to create houses? Wouldn't that be cool?
I mentioned that. I should have brought the yeah, 3D printer.
Oh, yeah, so you mentioned 3D printer. Yeah.
Yes, it's cool.
How does that work? What is that, 3D printing?
Technically, it's a printer that takes a block of material, mm-hmm. and it prints an actual 3D model of whatever you have in your computer, like a model of a product or anything.
It's not on paper?
Well, kind of. I did a little research on that, and it's just like a super glue tube. You take this this plotter, and you just start going around in circles and injecting this plastic or super glue, and it dries almost instantaneously. So as it goes around, it builds upon itself, and I mean, it is very, very precise. You can build miniature replicas just by digitally, you know how you would do a single sheet.
Yeah.
You just do the next sheet, and it just builds up this three-dimensional of whatever the original is, and you can also save it as a digital, and you can reproduce it many times over.
That's amazing.
Think about building new house. It's like playing Sims. I mean, you just create your house, put the windows wherever you want it, and just...
It's like a business card online. Now you can create your house online. Oh, that's incredible.
So we should see more of that. We should see more car sharing and self-driving cars.
Car sharing and self-driving cars.
Correct. Wouldn't it be nice if you just paid $50 a month with a group of people and there's just one car and you request it and it shows up at your house. You get up and it drives itself wherever you want to go, brings you home, and then goes away. You don't have to pay insurance. You don't have to buy. You don't have to change oil. It just drives itself. That technology for self-driving cars already exists today.
I heard about that. I've seen self-driving cars, actually. I have
exactly.
seen that.
So that should be something we'll see a lot more in
the
future.
So it's like a chauffeur. Take me to the ballet.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
What if you have a rebel car? You know, someone... How about hackers going into a car? I bet it's possible. And they you don't end up at the ballpark, but they take you someplace, well, probably you don't want to go.
Yes, that is very possible.
That's a bad thing, right? You better have your antivirus on your car.
The more technology we adopt, the more security risks we take. So
that is amazing.
Now, you know, I would create a Mad Max car.
Yeah.
Just one
with Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Right? Oh, that is interesting. But you're right. The more... things happen, the more safety precautions. Because what if it'd be like a speed thing? Remember speed with...
Yes.
And so you got in a car and they hacked it and they wouldn't let you go less than 50 miles or else it explodes and give them big ransom.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
What I did notice that was not predicted for the future is hover machines, I guess. At least not for the masses. It might be a product in the near century, I guess.
But
for the masses. It really depends how the propulsion has worked out, but currently just using it
doesn't work.
Yeah.
I've seen actually things like that. I don't think it's worked yet very well.
Well, if you use jet engines to you know for propulsion, it's not
that's
very
not
economical at all.
No,
so there's got to be something else. I think fusion technology might create a new power source that might be. We don't know at this point, but a few things I want to mention. More genetic sequencing, learning about our DNA, sort of. Like customizable medicines for everybody, you know, because we're all different. That should be something we'll see in the future.
Is that coming out too?
Apparently, yes. We should see exoskeletons for the elderly if they cannot get around, you know, like like an exoskeleton. I guess there's no other way, word for it.
What's it called?
Exoskeleton.
Exoderm.
Exterior.
Oh. Exterior, yeah.
Oh, exterior skeletons. Oh, so also like canes built into you.
I guess so, but technically what it is, it's something that it's attached to you.
Oh, and
you know, you don't have to have a lot of power to lift very heavy objects, for example, but you could because it's not your muscles that are using.
So like a RoboCop.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a little it's a suit that you can step into, and Google that one too when you have a chance to.
Really? So that's really true.
Yes.
So like a RoboCop.
It is.
And is that's not just for elderly. That could be for hey, I want to be stronger.
Yes. That would be cool.
Yes.
We should see retinal implants for night vision. How cool would that be?
Oh, that's good. A lot of people don't have very good night vision.
That would be nice.
Right?
Yes.
So that's coming up.
Apparently.
Nice.
Again, this is all purely speculative.
But it makes sense.
Stuff that I found on the internet. So we'll see how much of it you know, actually comes true.
I think if you can think it, you could probably do it.
Absolutely.
How about beam me up, Scotty? Star Trek.
Eventually, yes, because
is that possible?
Yes, if you can disassemble a DNA, you know, the cell
and put it back together.
Yes, and you can map it digitally. You could possibly transmit it like a file.
Wow.
Wish to see more brain to machine interfaces, to where your brain actually interacts with the machine itself, rather than your fingers or your voice, hands, and so far and so on.
Ooh.
And more organs that are artificially developed, like kidneys and livers and lungs and stuff. So
really? So that's coming up,
actually,
too.
A new study for an artificial kidney has been approved by the FDA. So that should be expected sometime in 2016, I think.
Wow. 2016?
Yes.
Well, that's
a device that does the same thing as your kidney does.
That's huge. So at some point, you're saying that people might live a long, long time.
Well, the more we treat diseases, the more, I guess, we live in chemicals and poisons and stuff. So I think we'll just have new diseases to treat that.
We'll have new parts. Difficult. But then what happens, hackers get in the parts, so you need anti-hacker medicine.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen, right?
Dave, this is supposed to be a positive show.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You keep bringing in the negative.
The hackers. Those hackers. When are we going to the hacker convention? Are we going to go? Remember in Las Vegas? I want to go to the hacker
convention.
When is it?
I'll Google it while we go on.
I really think that'd be cool. Not that, you know, just to see who these hackers are.
Yeah.
Wow.
These are the kind of people that will, you know, hack into your bionic eye.
I know.
And just show you all kinds of images you don't want to see.
That is so weird.
Exactly. Well, that was my section on the future. There's a lot more stuff that's predicted out
that's
there. But
cool.
I thought this was the most interesting. So,
yes.
But I want to go into... What did the future look like in the past? We've all seen the, you know, movies that predict the future. You know, Back to the Future. I saw Time Machine.
I saw
the Dragon movie, Breathing Fire, or something like that. That was set in 2008. There's all, you know, Fifth Element, so far and so on. Well, back in the 1900s, people looked at what life would be in 100 years, in the year 2000.
Yeah.
And they said the United States should have around 350 to 500 million people in population. And they got that almost right. Because we're almost there. But, I mean, we're just a little bit over 300.
Oh.
But that was pretty good. That was
kind
of a good estimate. They also said we're not going to have no chimneys, and hot and cold air will flow from faucets. Well, that's not technically true.
But close.
It's definitely very close.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Wow. So they predicted that.
And this was the 1900s. I mean,
that's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
A long time ago. They also mentioned central plants that will supply cool and warm air. That was not technically true, but there are cities that use heating, I guess, plants to supply heat to homes.
They do?
Especially in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
So they also said there's not going to be any mosquitoes or flies.
They were wrong in that one.
They were definitely wrong.
How come they thought that?
I'm not sure, but they also thought that the average American will be taller by 1 to 2 inches.
That's true.
Is it?
I don't know. People are taller, right?
That's a good question. I just thought it was wrong, but...
People are bigger these days. They're taller. Look at athletes, how much bigger, faster, stronger they are. Oh, maybe that's steroids. I don't know. But no, I think that's, we'll have to check that one out.
Check this out. They also anticipated photographs to be telegraphed from any distance.
Photograph from any distance. I think that is a true telescope.
They didn't anticipate the Facebook, but I mean, you can post a picture from anywhere in the world as long as you have internet access.
You're absolutely right. Wow.
150 mile an hour trains. That's a reality.
Bullet trains.
Exactly. Automobiles will substitute all horse vehicles.
That's true.
Oh, yes. Long time ago. They also predicted that you could travel to England in less than 2 days. You can.
Yeah, you can.
Actually, you can in just a few hours.
Wow, they were smart back then.
Absolutely. A few more things. They also predicted that stocks in 1929 have reached what they called a permanently high plateau. And they could have not been more wrong. I mean, that was 1929.
Yeah.
I mean, right after they predicted that, it just...
Well, I guess with regulations and stuff, there's a mechanism that... I'm not sure. But, yeah, that they were wrong. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yes. 64G predicted TVs will be so thin they'll be hung on walls.
They predicted that?
Oh, yes.
They are quite correct.
However, IBM said that in 1949 that computers will be no more than 1.5 tons in weight.
Oh.
Which they were right. It's just their bar was kind of low.
That's funny.
And this one is not technically for the future, but I like to point it out. In 62... Decca Recording said the Beatles are they rejected the Beatles because their guitar music is on the way out.
Oh, they rejected the Beatles?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure they really...
That they really missed the boat on that one.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
In 68, wristwatches were predicted to be the next communication center, sort of like mini computers. And what's interesting about that is that Apple... has just, I guess, it's speculated that that's going to be a next product that Apple will work on, is a wristwatch that will sort of behave like a phone.
Well, see, what's interesting is that I think more and more people are not wearing watches, though.
True.
And I think the new generation doesn't do that. Look, I don't even have a watch.
True.
Do you guys have a watch?
No, I don't.
How about you? You have a watch?
I do, but I don't usually wear it.
Yeah, because the phone is nice to get the time. So you think that, huh?
I think that it's either going to be this. Either they're going to reinvent the watch. It's going to, like, you know how they did it with the iPhone. And they reinvented the phone and just make everybody wear it.
Oh.
Or it's going to be gone forever. It's just going to be like a luxury item or, you know.
What about those? What are those called, those real expensive watches?
Rolex?
Yeah, that one. I wonder if they're going to go down in value.
No, because they'll become antiques.
Oh, yeah.
They'll go up.
There's always going to be rich people who have just too much money and not really know what to spend it on.
Yeah, they spend it on stuff like, really? Okay.
So, we'll see that. In 1921, people predicted that we'll get our mail delivery by parachute. That would have been really cool.
Wow.
But it did not happen. Unfortunately.
And in the year 2013, people are predicting the post office will not be in existence by 2014.
Who would have foreseen that?
Right.
Wow. Have you ever walked in a post office?
I do from time to time because I get a lot of mail for people who have lived in my house before. So I take it back to the post office. Yeah.
And what's the energy you feel when you walk in those things?
It's calm. Like, you could go in there and read a book while you're
online. Like a library, huh?
Really? Yeah. I think it is sort of, like, eerie. It's like...
Like a morgue?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, and they go as fast as people that are dead. No, anyway, just kidding. All right, that's my commentary on post office.
Let's move past that with a comment that in 1939, people predicted that we'll remote control appliances in the house.
That's
not true 100% today, but it is predicted to be happening quite in the near future because they're connecting appliances to
phones.
To phones, exactly.
I like that stuff. Your alarm, your kitchen, you can, you know.
Yeah, the manufacturers this year are putting Bluetooth in so you can actually use
pretty
your
cool
phones.
Action. Yes. That's sort of neat, huh?
Yes.
I like that.
And it's not expensive, right? So.
Yeah. I don't think it is. I like that action, though.
Yes.
Anywhere, any place, anytime you can see your house.
Exactly.
So, wow, can you you have one more? We only have a minute and a half.
That was about it that I thought was I guess interesting to see how people thought. But we can definitely do this section
like
again.
So. These are really cool stuff. And, we didn't get to applications, but we'll do that next time.
Absolutely.
So
I wanted to just add one thing. Check out the site Moeller.com. And you remember the cartoon, The Jetsons, when you go to that website, Moeller, Moeller.com.
Futuristic dentist. Painless. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what it's about. So, Christian, how do they get in touch with you?
They get in touch with me very easily, briomedia.com or 602-466-8570.
And one more time?
602-466-8570.
Wow, this was exciting. Al, one more time and how they get in touch with you.
602-989-2334 or info@net1services.com.
Well, this has been fantastic. Tech Talk every fourth Monday of each month from 3 to 4. Christian, this was exciting. I like this stuff. It's really good. And again, strategic planners out there, it's no longer just good enough to have your consultant, your CPA, attorney with you. Get some IT and tech talk type of people like Al and Christian involved, because you don't want to invest on stuff that might be obsolete tomorrow. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. We'll see everyone tomorrow for money management will be on tomorrow, and Standard of Excellence. And everyone have a great night. See you tomorrow.